आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
We are discussing a very subtle topic, ego. And we have already discussed how to remove this ego. And in the present section, Shankaracharya is telling us, or rather condemning this ego. He says this ego is like a Rahu. Like Rahu swallows sun or moon in eclipse, same way this ego has swallowed our Atman or our bliss. Swallowed. In another example, he has said that this ego is like a snake. And this snake is guarding this Brahmananda Nidhi. The treasure of Brahmananda is being guarded by this snake, and this snake, this ahankar, is not allowing us to reach to that Brahmananda. In third example, he says, this ego is like a poison. Ego is like a poison. He says, if you have got little bit of poison in your body, can you say that you are healthy? Can you enjoy your health? You can't. Similarly, he says, so long the ego is there, even a little bit also ego is there, it won't allow you to enjoy that Brahmananda. Then in verse number 305, he says, Ahankare kartri ahammati. This ahammati, ahammati means identification. Identification with what? Ahankar, ego. Kartri, doership. The identification with ahankar and the doership. Muncha sahasa. He says, renounce it, remove it, give it up. Immediately. Don't make 5-year plan. Do it immediately. Why? Vikaratman, it is modifying, it is changing. continuously it is modifying. And Atma Pratipal, you see, it is not independent. It is dependent on the Pratipal, on the reflection of consciousness, Atma Pratipal. It is lit by, otherwise Ahankar is inert. It gets sentiency from only Pratipal, from the reflection of consciousness. Then what happens? Swasthiti musi. Swasthiti, apni sthiti, my own position. Who am I? I am that Atman or Brahman. Musi. It says, no, 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 you are not. It diverts you. This ego diverts us from that we are Sachidanand. Then he diverts. No, 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 no. This, you are not Sachidanand. You are something else. Yad adhyas prapta. Because of this superimposition, because of this superimposition, aham vritti on the suddha aham is a superimposition. It has covered, like a Rahu swallows this sun or moon, similarly, this ahankar is a Rahu who has covered this Brahmananda Nidhi. Yad adhyas prapta, what happened? Jani mriti jara dukkha bahula. Because of this ego, we are subject to birth, death, old age, and dukkha bahula, bahut sare dukkh. Okay. Pratīca chan murti tava sukhtano sansritiyam. Pratīca, the inner self. What is your inner self? Chin murti. It is reflected concept. Chit sarupa. Sukhtano is the embodiment of bliss. Sansritiyam, and you are witness to all this sansriti, all the changes. That inner self is the witness of all the changes happening in the mind. And how is that? Sadaika rupasya. Sadaika rupasya. Earlier ego was vikaratmani. But the suddham, how is this suddham? It says sadaika rupa. It is eternally same. And how it is a chidatmana? Absolute. Knowledge absolute. Vibho, omnipresent. Then Anandamurti. Earlier it was a Chinmurti. Now says the same thing is Anandamurti also. So Chinmurti and Anandamurti is the same entity. He said it is Anandamurti, Anabhadya Kirti, unsullied glory. Unsullied glory. Na eva anyatha kvapi vikarini aste. Never otherwise in least. It never gets modified. Sometime it may come to our mind. Kabhi kabhi vikar hota hoga. Sometime it is modifying. No. Na kvapi. Never. And how is that? Abhikari. Abhikarini aste. Bina aham adhyasa. Amusya sansriti, and without this adhyas, there is no transmigration. There is no transmigration. Transmigration happens because of this ego. If ego is not there, no transmigration. Why no transmigration? Very simple. This suddham is never born, never dies. So there is no question of birth and death, or jara, old age. Shankaracharya says, okay, I will give you one more example. Earlier I have given the example of Rahu. I have given you example of snake. I have given example of poison. Now I am giving you the fourth example. He is giving so many examples so that it enters into our head. He said, tasmad ahankar ivam swasatrum. Therefore, this ahankar is our satru, my enemy. This ahankar is giving me janma, mrityu, jara and dukkha. And how is that? Bhoktu gale kantakvat pratitam. One who is enjoyer, bhoktu gale kantakvat, like a thorn in your neck. You have got a sumptuous food in front of you and there is a kanta, a thorn. And then after that you can't enjoy anything, you know. In Bengal, sometime we find our neighbors, Bengali, they eat fish, you know. In the some fishes, there are so many bones, little, and they don't take out like this and this. They will put in the mouth and chew like this. And some small bone, sometimes it gets stuck. And then after that, everything is gone. Bas. Bhoktum gale ho gaya. What is to be done, Shankaracharya ji? Please tell us something. How to... Vichidya, cut it. Vichidya, cut it. How? Vigyan mahashina. Don't bring a knife, very sharpened knife. Okay, I have to cut the anka. No. What is that knife? Vigyan mahashina, the sword of Vigyan, vishesh gyan. Sputam directly. Then after that, bhuncha atma samrajya sukam yateshtam freely. And after that, once you remove your ego, then you enjoy what? Atma samrajya sukam. Enjoy atma samrajya. You enjoy the bliss. Bliss of atman you enjoy. So long ego is there, no question of bliss. No question of bliss. Ego has to be removed. Tataha amade vinivritta vritti. Therefore, aham adi means ego, etc. Vinivritta checking. Vritti means activity. Check the activities of ego continuously. And santyakta raga, give up the attachment. Rag means attachment. Give up the santyakta. Samyak rupena tyakta, not only tyakta. You have to leave it totally. Paramartha labhat. How? Through the experience of the Supreme Reality. Paramartha labhat. Tusnim samasva atma sukhanubhutya. Tusnim sirin. Samasva means be. Atma sukhanubhutya, enjoyment of the bliss. Purnatmana, that is Purnatmana. Purnatmana, Brahmani nirvikalpa. Where will you get this sukha? In Brahmani. In Brahman. Nirvikalpa, nirvikalpa without duality. There is no duality. Once you have reached that state, after that there is no duality, no plurality. It is only one. Okay. Then he cautions us, you know, be careful. 309.
Samula kritopi mahanaham punaha.
Samula kritopi mahanaham punaha.
Vyullekhita syadyadi cetasakshanam. Sanjeevya vikshepa shatam karoti.
Sanjeevya vikshepa shatam karoti.
Nabhasvata pravrishivarido yatha.
Nabhasvata pra vrishivarido yatha.
Samula krittopi mahanaham punaha. Vyullekhitasyat yadichetasakshanam. Sanjeeva vikshepa shatam karoti. Nabhasvata pra vrishivarido yatha.
So Shankaracharya ji cautions us, samula kritas, api mahan aham puna. Samula krita, completely rooted out. Ahankar, completely rooted out. Api, even though you have completely rooted out, whom? Mahan aham. This terrible ego. Even if you are successful to root it out completely, puna vyullekhita. Again, it gets revived. Vyullekhita revives. Syat yadi chetasachanam. Syat bi yadi chetasachanam. If the mind for a moment, even for a moment, mind thinks of sense object, ego comes. So even though completely rooted out the terrible ego sense, if revived in the mind, even for a moment, if you give him chance, it will come back. If I give chance, ego will come back. What is this giving chance and all that? It will come. Shankaracharya will explain. He will explain. Okay. So I think I have finished ego. Moment you think you have revived ego, the moment you say I have finished ego, bas. Oh ho ho, I have finished. Ego has come. See? Oh, Uncle Ji, don't frighten us. We are all trying, you know. We are all trying to reduce or remove our ego. And you are saying, the moment I say my ego is gone, khatam nahi hai ego, oh, it has come back, you see. Okay. Ego is there in subtle form. Moment it gets conducive circumstances, it comes back. Ego is always there in a seedal form. The moment it gets chance, it will come back. So seed is there. Moment it gets water, it sprouts conducive circumstances. Same way, ego remains in the seedal form. Moment it gets chance, it will say, oh, I am here. You were all trying to lock me up and root me out. I have come back. See, I am so happy. So when it comes back, what will happen? Sanjibya vichep satam karoti. Sanjibya, returning to life. You have given one moment and it has come back. What is the effect of that ego? Sanjibya, returning to life. Vichep satam, hundred of mischief. Karoti, creates. Same ego will create hundreds of mischiefs. So when it comes back, it brings hundreds of problems. Be careful. You see, Shankaracharya is not discouraging us. Shankaracharya is cautioning us. Cautioning us, you should be always vigilant. Very vigilant. It can come back very quickly. So many praises egoless person. The moment that person is praised, ego comes in that. Oh, you are very humble. Huh? Or if you think, I am humble. Ego of humble has come. Immediately it comes. How it comes? So it says, Navasvata prabrisi varidah yatha. Navasvata, by the wind. In the nav, in the sky, there is a wind. Prabrisi, during rainy season. So the example Shankaracharya is taking from the rainy season. Prabrisi. Varidah, clouds, yatha, like cloud ushered in by the wind during rainy season. So wind moves in the space in rainy season, it brings cloud. There was no cloud. I thought that I should go to Independence Grove today for a walk. I saw the sun is shining there up in the sky. Season is rainy season. So I thought no umbrella needed. I went to Independence Grove, got down from my car. I thought I should take the outer circle, not the inner circle. I should walk on the outer circle. And I started walking. All of a sudden, the wind brought clouds and started raining. There is no shelter. No shelter. Same way, don't think ego is gone. It will not come back. Ego means the ahambhav. You see, one is the functional ego. We are not talking about that ego. One is functional ego. For day-to-day acting in the world, that ego will be there, that functional ego. We are talking about that ego which I think I am great. Kula, gotra, nama, rupa, and ashram. Because of my kul, because of my name, because of my gotra and ashram, I am great. That ego is to be destroyed. It is vanity. I am so and so. So how it will go away? By shravan. By shravan, constant hammering. When you come to satsang, they hammer always. Moodamate bhajagobindam, 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 moodamate. They hammer, Shankaracharya is hammering again and again. So when this is happening, what will happen? Ignorance will go away. Then there is no more ego. You see, the cause of ego is ignorance. Basic cause of ahambhav, ahankar, is ignorance. Ignorance. So when you come to satsang, the ignorance will go away. People bemoan, I was much better last year, Gurudev says. People used to come and say like this. I was much better last year. This year I don't know why I have again fallen in my spiritual sadhana. Such complaints we hear every day, everywhere from almost all seekers. This is all due to the play of the vasana and the ego sense. Shankar warns us here, even though you have ended the ego, along with its roots, the vasana again it can revive and rise up to tyrannize over you. If you allow your mind this freedom, then the play of ego sense will start again. Therefore, beware. It is a caution. Caution. Those who have reached to that truth, they will say, what are the obstacles? They will explain us, these are the obstacles we are going to face, be cautious. Like when we are driving on mountain, they say, sharp bend. They caution you, be careful. When the ego is reborn, revived from its burial ground, and starts reasserting itself, a thousand varieties of agitation will immediately rise up. As long as you have the ego, the world of object, emotions, and thoughts can never be satisfactory by itself. A thousand varieties of agitating desires and worries must necessarily come to dance in the mind. The ego will create storms in the bosom. There will be the peace. Thereby the peace will be lost. And then he explains the example. So to the mind is at one moment steady in prayerful meditation. Next moment there is a gust of thoughts which dashing the brilliant poise of mind at meditation make it full of agitation. Our own experience sitting in the meditation, it was peaceful. I made mind peaceful. But all of a sudden lot of worldly thoughts start coming. Mind is agitated. Generally you feel more distracted when you come out of the puja room than you went in. All this is because of the devastating play of the ego. Therefore, beware. Conquer the ego and continue with the alert vigilance of a successful conqueror. Never think that the ego has left you permanently. It must have only receded to background. It can come up again if you slacken your diligence. So we have to be diligent, always vigilant, always cautious about it. Yes.
Nigriha Shatro Rahamo Vakashah.
Nigriha Shatro Ahamo Vakashah.
Kwachinna Deo Vishayanu Chintaya.
Kwachinna Deo Vishayanu Chintaya.
Saiva Sanjeevana Heturasya.
Saiva Sanjeevana Heturasya.
Pakshina Jambira Tarori Vambu.
Pakshina Jambira Tarori Vambu.
Nigriya Shatro Rahamo Vakashah. Kwachinna Deo Vishayanu Chintaya. Saiva Sanjeevana Heturasya. Prakshina Jambi Atarori Vambu.
Nigrihya Satro Aham Avakasa. Nigrihya, you have overpowered. You have overpowered. Whom? Satru. Enemy. Who is enemy? Aham. So you have overpowered your enemy ego. Avakasa. Avakasa means chance. Chance should not be given now to ego. Don't give chance. About what? Vishayanu chintan. The moment you start thinking about the vishaya, it has come back. Vishayanu chintan. So this ego is said as satru. Satru means satanat iti satru. That which gives you trouble is called Satru. So this ego is also trouble giver. This ego is trouble. And his troubles are great. Jani, Mriti, Jara, Dukkha, Bahula. Remember. Jani, Mriti, Jara, Dukkha, Bahula. This is all given by ego. So ego is our Satru. So in society it is seen how ego works. If it is Satru of individual and affects other also. If I have got an ego, it is affecting other also. If I am humble, other person is calm. Other person is calm. If I show my ego, what will happen? Other will also exert their ego. Or I am calm. If other person is showing ego, my ego also rises at that time, you see. So when the people come to saint and sages or to satsang, at that time they are very humble, no ego. The moment they go out with the company of the egoistic people, what will happen? All start exerting each one's ego. Who are you? Who am I? This and that. Ego start. So point is, ego is to be completely destroyed. Nigriha. We have captured, controlled, overpowered it. Okay. Avakas, opportunity, a chance. If you give a little bit of chance, it will come back. Little bit of chance given to ego, it will come back. Okay. Bhagwan. So ego always wants to express. You know, if I get something, there is urge in me to tell everybody. Is it not so? Like when you see in the WhatsApp, you get some message. And when you find something is good, you want to share. Oh, this fellow hasn't got, I have to transfer this forward. And we immediately forward it. Ego. And how it expresses, you know, in Bhagavat, we have seen Jay and Vijay. Jay and Vijay were the doorkeeper of Lord Vishnu. They are great bhakta. Only a great bhakta can go to Vishnu Lok. Great bhakta can only. And he is a personal attendant, very close attendant, standing on the door, Jai Vijay. This Jai Vijay, one day Lakshmi ji, wife of Vishnu, she came. At that time Jai Vijay said, stop, you can't go inside. Wife of Lord Vishnu, stop, you can't go inside. Why? He is taking rest. He is taking nap. You can't go and disturb him. When ultimately she was allowed to go in, she told Vishnu, this has happened. You have to take action immediately, right now. Remove them. Lord Vishnu said, no, no, no. If I do it now, people will say, you are Joruka Gulam. You are servant of your wife. People will say like that. They should be punished. I agree. But the punishment will come because these people are going to, Jai Vijay are going to dishonor Brahman. Brahman, at that time I will take action. Now Jai Vijay are thinking, we are the gatekeeper, we can stop even Lakshmi, Mother Lakshmi also. So Sanak Sanandan Sanatar Sanat Kumar came, four Kumaraj Jnanis, you know. Five-year-old, they came. And they came through all six gates to Vaikuntha Lok. Seventh gate, this Jai Vijay was saying, again, hey, where are you going? We want to meet Lord. Oh, you are not qualified. He said, you sitting here, you are seeing difference, you are a bhakta and you are a realized person, you are seeing differences, there is a difference. From the standpoint of Atman, Brahman, there cannot be any difference. You are seeing bheda, difference in me, you are stopping me. And they cursed him, go to the lower loka. After the curse was given, Vishnuji came out from his room. Job was done. Bhagwan Vishnu has to do nothing, you know. Brahman has given curse. He came out and then whole thing was explained to him, this and that. He said, okay, I confirm whatever the Brahman has said, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Kumar has said, this is right punishment to you. But since you are my bhakta, you will have to take 3 times birth. But at each and every time, I will come and rescue you. And then Jay and Vijay came as Hiranakshar, Hiranyakashipu, Ravan and Kumbhakaran and Dantabhakra and Sisupal. This way they came. And each time, Lord has to come and rescue them. So the idea is the ego can come even at that stage also. You have reached Vishnu Lok. Then also it can come. So we have to be always cautious. Avakasa kvachitna deya visayan chintaya. Avakasa, the chance. Shankaracharya says, usko chance mat do. What chance? Kvachit, in the list. Na deya, should not be given. Was visayan chintaya, ruminating over sense object. Not a single moment rest should be given to it to ruminate over sense object. Achha. So be strict with the ego. Don't give a chance for visaya anuchintan, continuous thinking of visaya. Anuchintan, anu means continuous. Continuous chintan should not be done. So by visaya chintan, ego comes to life. Ego become active. If we start thinking about the sense object, the world will come. Ho gaya. Anuchintan. So ego is connected to world. If we start thinking about our achievement, it comes back to life. It is like giving water to a dry tree. If I don't think of Vishaya, but think of God, then ego will reduce. Ego will reduce. Many times we have said, if we start thinking that I am Das of Bhagwan, ego will reduce. And Hanumanji is the best example for that. Dasoham. Never boasted about his achievement. Even the whole Lanka was burnt when he came back and reported to Ramji. Ramji appreciated it. He said, no, it is not, there is no credit. I am a monkey, you know. My job is to jump from one branch to another branch. It is your strength. You gave me the capability, the strength by which I could do this thing. It's not credit, goes to you, Bhagwan. It's not my credit. Okay. So what happens when we start thinking about the Vishaya? Then the mind has come back from Lord to Vishaya, from Bhagwan to world. This has happened. So when we forget higher, ego is happy. When we forget Bhagwan, our ego will be happy. Ab aa gaya, muscle mein power aa gaya. They will exert immediately. So if you are interested in abidance in the self, think of higher, continuously think of higher. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, satsangate nisangatam, nisangate no imrohatam, nirmohatte, nischaltatam, nischaltate, jivan mukti. What happens in satsang? In satsang, we try to lift your mind from world to Paramatma. That is satsang. Lifting a mind. So in satsang, ego becomes weak. If we continuously think about the worldly things, sense objects, then what will happen? Bhagwan, Krishna has already said in Bhagavad Gita, dhyayato vishyan punsa sangaste supajayate, sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodho vijayate, krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammohat smriti vibhrana, smriti bhransat buddhinasa, buddhinasat pranasyati. Pranasyati. Dhyayato vishyan. Start meditating on Vishaya. You will perish. Same thought is said by Shankaracharya here. विषय अनुचिंता, नॉट इवन फॉर अ सिंगल मोमेंट. वॉट इज आवर स्टेट? वी कंटिन्यूअसली मेडिटेट ऑन आवर सेल्फ और ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड. रिफ्लेक्ट ऑन योर माइंड, वॉट माइंड हैज डन द होल डे. आइडर इट वॉज थिंकिंग अबाउट योर ओन सेल्फ बॉडी एंड ऑल दैट, और इट वॉज थिंकिंग ऑफ वर्ल्डली थिंग्स. वर्ल्डली थिंग्स यू आर थिंकिंग. द वॉट हैपन्स आफ्टर दैट इफ यू आर थिंकिंग अबाउट द वर्ल्डली थिंग. स एव संजीयन हेतु अस्य प्रक्षीण जंबीर तरो इवंबु. स एव दैट अलोन संजीयन हेतु द कॉज ऑफ रिटर्निंग टू लाइफ. विषय अनुचिंतन, थिंकिंग अबाउट द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट इज द कॉज फॉर गिविंग लाइफ टू अगेन दिस ईगो. अस्य प्रक्षीण जंबीर तरो इवंबु. प्रक्षीण मैंने ड्राइड अप, छीन प्रकर्षेन छीण, ए ड्राइड अप, ए जंबू एलिमेंट्री dried up, but you give little bit of water, oh, it comes to life immediately. Immediately it comes to life. So that is verily the cause of its returning to life. Just like water is the cause for flowering of a citron tree that has dried up before. Okay, so ego, if you start thinking about the sense object, it comes back. Immediately it comes back. So never give chance to ego. Mahatma has explained this with a very beautiful example, you know. Prisoner. Prisoner, if you give a little bit of chance, he will escape. If you give a chance to prisoner, bhool se uska dala nahi band kiya. Give him a chance, prisoner will run away. Similar, the mind, give him a chance to think about sense object, it will immediately go to sense object. Why? Habitual. Habitual. For meaning of life, this mind is roaming in the world. It's habituated. It will go back to Vishaya. So Shankaracharya says, think, observe, introspect. Lord has given us Vivek. We can ourselves see whether the ego is increasing or decreasing. Observation is sadhana. Observe your mind. How to observe our mind? Simple. Is my mind thinking about sense objects? Or my habits are increasing or decreasing? Or do I get upset soon? Or am I capable to control my anger? This way we have to observe. This way we have to observe, and if we observe, this observation is also a sadhana. Introspection is also a sadhana. We have to observe. And who have to do it? We have to do it ourselves. Uncle ji can't help you there. Uncle ji can only tell you this sadhana you have to do. Observe your mind. Nobody else can give you help there. So how destroyed ahankar will come back to life? Shankaracharya will tell us in verse number 326 and 327. We are in 310 only. The whole list, how it comes back, he will give us the detail. But for your reference, Vishay Chintan, from Vishay Chintan, desire will come. Desire will result into action. Man will be deluded. You will get the joy of the objects. It belongs to mind. And one who was absorbed in the bliss earlier now has come back for the enjoyment of sense object. So you have fallen. This way the ego falls. Gurudev says, if a chance is given to the mind and its passion to express themselves, there will be no end to their destructive flood. Therefore, having destroyed the ego, which is your sole enemy, never give the mind the slightest chance to think of the objective world. See the observation, Gurudev, what is he writing? attachment for even the most innocent looking insignificant thing will pull you down to endless bondage. Little bit, even for a moment, if you give chance to your mind to think about the sense object, you will fall. And then he gives a beautiful example, which you have heard many times. A sadhu, having attachment for his loincloth, could not tolerate the rat trouble. He brought a cat to keep away the rats. The rats, no doubt, disappeared, but the cat had to be fed, and hence he brought a cow to his humble hut of study. The cow had to be looked after, hence he decided to have a wife to look after the needs of the cow. After some time, they had children. Their naming ceremony, nursing, educating them, marriage of each, endless, disastrous. ये हमारी कहानी है भाई. This is our biography. Therefore, never give a chance to the mind to ruminate over the sense objects. Sense objects will come your way with all their irresistible enchantments. It is absurd to say that they will not come into your mind. They will and they should. Gurudev writes, it is but natural. But let us not encourage them and commit ourselves to their thoughts. Mind is essentially of the nature of lust, anger, the sixfold thing, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya. In their aggregate, it's called mind. You cannot have the mind without these qualities. Any thoughts arising in the mind will belong to one or other of these six groups. The best way, remedy. Gurudev tells remedy, and Gurudev followed this. The best way to control and end them is to direct them toward Narayan. So whenever a vulgar thought comes, Narayan, 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 Narayan. Desire to possess, when directed toward Narayan, becomes the burning spiritual anxiety of devotion for the Lord. Therefore, turn all attitudes of the mind toward Him. With sense of thoughts come, let us repeat the divine name of the Lord Narayan. In Kindle Life, we have studied, na, replace your negative thoughts with the positive thoughts. We teach our children also, whenever negative thought comes, replace it by positive thought. Similarly, any vulgar thought is coming, replace it by Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. We have to do that. When you try to maintain the thought of Lord Narayan, you unconsciously drive your thoughts away from the fascinating charms of the distracting sensuality all around you. These sensuous thoughts are the elixir that revives the once annihilated mind. This is the miracle that revives the dead ego. An apparently dried up citron tree, when regularly watered for a few days, revives and flowers again. The tree which looked dead gets revived by a little water. Similarly, the apparently dead ego revives the moment you take an active interest in maintaining sense thoughts. Vishay anuchintan, anu means continuously. Discourage extrovert thoughts as they arise, immediately sublimate. At sankalp stage, you have to do. Many times we have said, throttle it at the sankalp stage. The moment thought comes in the mind, at that stage it should be throttled. Immediately sublimate them by substitution of Narayan thought. Thoughts, when oriented toward the Lord, become spiritual thoughts capable of bringing about one's personality unfoldment. You grow.
देहात्मना संस्थित एव कामी देहात्मना संस्थित एव कामी विलक्षणः कामयिता कथं स्यात् विलक्षणः कामयिता कथं स्यात् अतोऽर्थ संधान परत्वमेव अतोऽर्थ संधान परत्वमेव भेद प्रसक्त्या भवबंध हेतुः भेद प्रसक्त्या भवबंध हेतुः देहात्मना संस्थितैव कामी विलक्षणः कामयिता कथं स्यात् अतोऽर्थसन्धानपरत्वमेव भेदप्रसक्त्या भवबन्धहेतुः
देहात्मना संस्थितिः एव कामी देहात्मना आइडेंटिफाइड विद बॉडी संस्थितः ही हु लिव्स एव अलोन कामी इज ग्रीडी He alone who has identified himself with the body is a greedy of sense pleasure. Dehatmana. What is the meaning of Dehatmana? Deha evam atma. For him, Deha is atma, body is atma. He is identified with the body. Deha is atma. Kami, and he has got lot of desires, passions. How he became Kami? He became Kami because he is associated, identified with the body. Stronger the identification with body, there will be more desires. More desires will be there. Vilakshana, kamaita, katham chyat. Vilakshana, different from Kami. Different from the Kami. So in the first line, it is said about the Kami. Vilakshana, different from Kami. Kamita katham syat. Kamita means greedy. Katham, how? Syat means can be. How can one devoid of body idea be greedy? If you are not attached to the body, then you are not Kami. So, identification with body is to be given up, not the body. Only the identification. Because of the identification, we are thinking Deha is Atma, body is Atman. So Vilakshan, who is not Kami, who is that? He is not identified with the body. Vilakshana is not identified with the body. And Kami, Kami is identified with the body. So rule is less identification, less desires. Simple, simple rule. Less identification with the body, less desires. More identification, more desires. All desires are related to body. And Vilakshana is Niskami. Vilakshana means the Niskami. So how can you prove this? If I am identified with the body, then I will be having more desires. Not identified with the body, no desire. In deep sleep, there is no desire, greed, anger, because there is no identification with body. Have you seen any desire, anger coming in deep sleep? No. Why? Because there is no identity, there is no ego. Why there is no ego? Because body consciousness is also not there. Identification with the body is not there. Therefore, there is no desire in deep sleep. That person also is not Kami because he has no identification. So long Dehom Mati is there, Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Matsar, it will be there. Always it will come. So long the identification is there, these things will come. Same thing was said by Shankaracharya in verse number 160. Oh, when was that done? We are now in 311. In verse number 160 it said, Deho amiti eva jadasya buddhi, dehe cha jive vidusatva ahamdi, vivek vijnana vato mahatmana, brahmatmi eva mati sadatmani. Deho amiti is a raw person, he is a jad. He cannot think properly. He has his intellect is gross. His intellect is gross. He is Kami. A Suddha Chaitanya has fallen to that state. We all are Suddha Chaitanya. But we all have fallen to this Devamati. Atah Artha Sandhana Paratvam Eva bheda prasaktya bhavavanda etu. Ata hence, artha sandhan paratvam, tendency to roam in sense object. Tendency to roam in sense object. एवं भेद प्रसक्त्या इंडीड विद द फ्री आइडिया ऑफ विद द फर्म आइडिया ऑफ ड्यूअलिटी भेव बंध हेतु हेतु मीन्स द कॉज भेव बंध हेतु द कॉज ऑफ द बॉन्डेज ऑफ बिकमिंग हेंस द टेंडेंसी टू रूमिनेट इन सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स इंडीड इज द कॉज फॉर द बॉन्डेज ऑफ बिकमिंग एंड द आइडिया ऑफ डिस्टिंक्शन और ड्यूअलिटी सो थिंकिंग अबाउट द विषय सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स टेक अस टू द वर्ल्ड एंड वी आर इन द ड्यूअलिटी और द प्लुरलिटी So long this identification with the body remains, bondage will continue. Arthasandhan, brooding over body. You see, most of our time goes into body. The body should be taken care, but you should not put 64 types of cream. And the sense object. If you do that, what will happen? It will cause bandhan, bondage. People continuously think about sense objects. How is their thinking about the sense object? So Mahatma gives example. Like a Shruti box, like the Tanpura, you know, when the any singer sits, the Tanpura starts first. And when the bhajan or when the song is complete, after that even the Tanpura is on. Or nowadays there is no Tanpura, they took with the Shruti box. So it continuously it is thinking, is giving that tune. Similarly, the mind is also like that Shruti box. Jitna Bhagwan ke paas le jao, but he is continuously thinking about sense objects. So this is because of the Dehatma Bhav. Okay. So if I want to get rid of ego, what I have to do? Think of higher means think of Lord. Now Shankara argues to make a student clearly understand subtle philosophical truth. Kam is desire and Kami is desirer, a sensuous man. As long as one has the feeling, I am the body's demand for the sense gratification become imperative and one becomes shamelessly sensuous. Such an individual starts seeking sense gratification for the body as a body. In contrast to the sensuous man, a realized man is indicated as being just the opposite. A kami is one who runs after the object, emotions and thoughts, while the realized man is one who gets away from these to reach the self and its infinitude. The man of realization and desires cannot go together. The man of realization and desires cannot go together. Underlying, desiring is the mind gushing toward the object, emotion, thoughts and gratification, while the perfection is the mind turned totally away from all the objects, both within and without. So if we are thinking that I want to enjoy Vishaya also, and I want to enjoy bliss also. These two are opposite to each other. It won't happen at one and the same time. Just as a light and darkness, day and night cannot coexist, so too the ignorance and the knowledge can never coexist. They are at opposite poles and each the antithesis of the other. Perception of plurality is the constant contemplation of the world of object. This is the cause of our bondage, the reason for all conflicts in the life, the source of all struggles in the existence. If this be so, then how can ego sense once annihilated ever arise? Shankar explains the following verse in the secret logic of the ego's return. How ego comes back.
कार्य प्रवर्धनाद् बीज प्रवृद्धि परिदृश्यते कार्यनाशाद् बीजनाशः तस्मात् कार्यं निरोधयेत् कार्य प्रवर्धनाद् बीज प्रवृत्ति परिदृश्यते कार्यनाशाद् बीज नाशः तस्मात् कार्यं निरोधयेत्
कार्य प्रवर्धनात् बिकॉज ऑफ द ग्रोथ ऑफ इफेक्ट कार्य एंड कारण कारण इज कॉज कार्य इज इफेक्ट कॉज एंड इफेक्ट कार्य प्रवर्धनात् बिकॉज ऑफ द ग्रोथ ऑफ इफेक्ट बीज प्रवृद्धि द ग्रोथ ऑफ सीड परिदृश्यते इज ऑब्जर्व इट इज ऑब्जर्व व्हेन द इफेक्ट आर फ्लरिशिंग और डेवलपिंग द सीड ऑल्सो आर ऑब्जर्व टू इंक्रीज और डेवलप कार्यनाशात बीजनाश कार्यनाशात बीजनाश कार्यनाशात व्हेन द डिस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ द इफेक्ट happens bijanasa there is a destruction of seed also tasmat therefore karyam nirodet the effect the karyam one must control or must subdue meaning when the effect are destroyed the seeds are also destroyed therefore the effect must be subdued normally how we think ये थोड़ा उल्टा लगता है नॉर्मली वी थिंक द कॉज इज टू बी रिमूव फॉर रिमूविंग द इफेक्ट इज इट नॉट सो वी शुड रिमूव द कॉज नॉट द इफेक्ट बट हियर शंकराचार्य जी सेइंग यू रिमूव द इफेक्ट द कॉज विल बी रिमूव अच्छा इट इज रेफरिंग टू ए ट्री इट इज रेफरिंग टू ए ट्री ट्री इज एन इफेक्ट व्हेन द ट्री ग्रोज What happens? The fruit grows, and in the fruits you will get the seed. So tree is an effect. What is the cause of the tree? The seed is the cause. And this tree gives many effects again. Again, the seeds are again there. Those seeds are again cause. So Shankaracharya is saying, you cut the tree. No more seeds will come. No fruits, no seeds. No fruits, no seeds. Okay. So destroy tree effect to destroy the seed. So our aim is to destroy seed. This is an example. Now what is the siddhant? What is the cause and effect in our life? Vasana is seed. Now we be very careful. Vasana is seed. Effect is an action. According to vasana, a thought will come into our mind. According to that thought, I will act in the world. So vasana is seed and see effect of that vasana is the karya action. Vasana, thought, action. Okay. So desire, anger, attachment, etc. all are effect as per vasana. So kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mat, matsar, it all will come according to vasana. It will vary from person to person. If we entertain all thought, desires and action, then what will happen? Vasana will increase, we know that. When we get the fruit of action, either I will like or dislike. If I like it, and the vasana, there is an imprint, and again, according to that imprint, I will continuously go in that cycle. Okay. So if vasana increases, then effect will also increase. Vasana has increased. Now again the action will again come. Shankaracharya says that we can't see vasana. We are not able to see our vasana. Seed is not seen. How many types of vasana we have? We don't know. How many vasanas are there? Innumerable. That also we don't know. Okay. So vasanas are not perceptible. It is very difficult to destroy vasana, but the effects are seen. Effects are seen. Therefore, work on effect. What is seen? Action is seen, na? Action is an effect. Vasana is the cause, the seed. Seed, we don't know. It is not perceptible. But the effect, the karya, the action, we are able to see it. Shankaracharya is saying, so work on action level, you know. At action level, you work. So therefore, work on the effect level. When desire, anger, jealousy come, think at the same time. At that time, check, control and destroy. Then vasana will decrease. Karya nasad bija nasa. So if at the thought level I throttle it, crush it, what will happen? No action. No action, there is no cause of increasing of vasana. So if I act at the action level, acting at action level means crush the thought when it comes. No action. No action, no vasana increase. This way, Shankaracharya is suggesting. Continuing the same topic, verse number 313, we'll see in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Thank you. Hari Om. Hari Om. No prasad. For that you have to come in person, na? Thank you.
Hari Om.